The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Does the present tense of believe for eternal salvation mean or require continual belief? That is the question we will be discussing today on Grace in Focus. Thank you, friend, for joining us. Grace in Focus is a radio broadcast and a podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society at our website, faithalone.org. There you can find many articles that you can read about our theological free grace position. You will find a free subscription to our magazine, published 6 times a year, and information about our conference ministry. That's at faithalone.org. I would also invite you to view our YouTube videos. Our channel is YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. These are released 2 or 3 times per week. Now let's have our discussion, and here are our leaders today, Ken Yates and Catherine Wright.
You have a question from one of our listeners named Jim.
That's
so why
right.
don't you share it with us?
So Jim is asking about believing, and he says he realizes that Jesus says that anyone who believes in him has present tense eternal life. But couldn't it also be interpreted to mean that anyone who believes continually has or will receive eternal life as long as he believes? Because why else would Jesus say he that believes? If a Christian falls away from the faith, he or she would no longer fall under the category of he that believes, and thus could be said to no longer have eternal life. He says he doesn't agree with that, but it just bugs him. And so how would we respond to that issue specifically?
You know, I just want to put a plug in for GES Seminary. This came up. We're having a class on soteriology, or the doctrine of salvation. And we have a clip that we had the students watch from an old presentation at a GES conference with Zane Hodges. And Zane is talking about this present tense. Does the present tense mean continually? And Zane makes a really, really strong argument that no. And by the way, there are words in the Greek that say continually. And so if that was the point there in John about he who continues to believe, we can't just take the present tense and say that. It doesn't imply that. You know, and people will say, well, that's what it implies. It implies a continual believing. Or in this question, he who believe has eternal life. He who continues to believe continues to have eternal life, or something like that. And you'll hear preachers say that. You'll hear Bible teachers say that, that the present tense means continue. But it's real interesting that they don't use it in other.
I have another plug. Bob recently did a debate with Standing Truth Ministries with a man, Steve Gregg. And this was what the debate was on.
And by the way, you can see that, right?
It's on YouTube. And also, if you look on our Facebook page, the whole debate was on once saved, always saved. And this particular issue came up quite a bit.
And Steve Gregg was arguing that you got to continue
to believe. He also held to the idea that belief is not being convinced that something is true. Rather, it also included surrendering to the Lord. And so very much heavy on the works as well. So if you're not surrendering, if you're not being obedient, then you fall away, you stop believing, and you will lose eternal life. So it is a common view, unfortunately.
Hear it all the time. You'll hear people say, for example, you can't lose your salvation, but you can give it back. And that's the question here. You know, if I stop believing, then I no longer have the gift. And obviously, there's a number of issues with this. Number one, the present tense doesn't signify that, even though it's taken that way. Number two, I think it was Charles Ryrie who said, if you could lose eternal life, or let's use their phrase, give it back or stop having it, then it's got the wrong name. By definition, what does the word eternal mean? Mm-hmm. And in the Gospel of John, that's the way it's presented. Everlasting life, eternal life, the very word means that it can't end. And if I could give it back, then that life stopped. And eternal life cannot stop because eternal life is forever. And so that's what Ryrie meant when he says, if that's true, then it's got the wrong name.
Yeah, I mean, there's several things. I know Bob mentioned this in the debate with Steve, but he also mentioned that the idea is also found in John the Baptist's name. John the Baptist is called John the Baptist even when he is no longer baptizing right now. He baptized people and
in that case, it's a present participle. You know, and some people would say, well, it's a present participle. He who baptizes. See, he who continually baptizes. Well, he's called that after he's dead.
Right. Right.
So he's not continuing to baptize people.
In fact, during the debate, Sam, one of our guys that works for us, he gave the example, and I thought it was a good one. He said, if you murdered someone, you're still a murderer, even if you are not actively murdering them right now, right? Uh-huh. That's kind of a tangible way to think of it, too. If you've believed in him for eternal life, then you are a believer, even if you've stopped believing right now.
Right.
Because you believed at that point.
So the murderer who has stopped murdering, he's in prison, so he's not murdering anymore.
Right.
Or he's sorry and he realizes the error of his way, so he's not murdering. He's still called a murderer. Right.
That's right.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
You did, for one of our conferences in the Gospel of John, the never statements.
Yeah.
When it talks about the gift of eternal life, the Gospel of John emphasizes it can never stop.
Mm-hmm.
It can never end.
Yeah. So we've talked about this a lot with GES, and you can check out our website, Faith Alone. But we really do emphasize that the Gospel of John is unique and that it is the only book written to unbelievers to tell them how to receive eternal life, according to his purpose statement there in chapter 20, verses 30 through 31. And so it makes sense then that we see this emphasis on believing and the gift of eternal life throughout his gospel, beginning in chapter 1, 3, 4, 5. It's all throughout. And so in particular, what we like to show people are those never statements to the woman at the well: you will never thirst again. In chapter 6, he talks about never hungering again. You'll never hunger. He who believes will never hunger. He also says never thirst again there as well. Never perishing.
In John 3:16.
Mm-hmm. That he's the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me shall never die. Over and over and over again. Never perish, never die, never hunger, never be snatched out of his hand. John chapter 10. Never thirst. If the Lord said it one time, we should listen to it. But if he says it over and over and over again, specifically in a book written to tell unbelievers how to receive eternal life, we might want to pay attention to him in this repetitive message, which is one of total assurance. But I think in particular, the woman at the well really drives this point home, because his whole illustration there of drinking is that this water that she's coming to, this physical water of drinking from the well, is one that she has to keep coming back to over and over and over again. But he says the water he can give her is one that she'll never thirst again. One drink is all that is required. And notice, it's not that she has to continue drinking.
She understands that. That's the whole point.
Right. That's literally the whole point of the conversation is that she does not have to continue drinking. She does not have to continue to come to the well.
And if drinking is believing.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's what he says.
Yeah.
And she says, well, give me this water so I don't have to keep coming back
here. That's exactly right. And so we are contradicting the Lord's message there in John 4 if we then tell that in order to be saved, they have to continue to do something. The other issue, as I mentioned in that debate with Steve Gregg, is that it also depends on what you mean by believe. It is so often that you understand that belief no longer becomes a persuasion that something is true, but it also very much is tied to works, which was Steve Gregg's argument, that it's surrendering, it's committing your life, it's that ongoing walking with the Lord. And that's what I think, if we're really coming down to brass tacks, that's what it generally means when people say you have to continue to believe, because what they really mean is you have to be faithful. You have to keep being a good person and do the work.
Yeah. And on this issue, the bottom line is, if you say that you have to continue to believe, then you don't have assurance.
That's right.
Because you don't know if you're going to continue to believe. right? How do I know that I'm not going to get angry with God or a tragedy happens in my life and I strike out against him and say, forget you. I don't believe in you anymore. You would never do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so since I don't know that, then I don't know if I have eternal life. Or they would say, well, you could know you have it now, but you might give it away. And mm-hmm. so you don't know where you're going to be in the kingdom. Now, in this debate, Steve Gregg, he was an Arminian. He was said you could lose your salvation, but he was a little confusing.
Yeah, he was, in my assessment, very confusing. But yes, I believe we would classify him as Arminian because he was saying you could give it back.
You could lose it.
That's right.
The Calvinist, even though he words it differently, is saying the same thing.
Well,
because if you don't persevere
that's right.
in faith, if mm-hmm. you don't persevere in faith, you were never saved to begin with. And so you're not going to be in the kingdom. Now, they would say you don't lose it. You just never had it.
That's right.
But both of them have something in common, mm-hmm. which is you can't know for sure that you're going to be in the kingdom of God because you don't know if you're going to do this. Either the Calvinist, you're not going to persevere in faith and prove you are never saved, or the Arminian who says, well, you have it, but you can give it back.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just to show you how insane this is. This was many years ago when I was in the Army. I was attending a church in Texas, and the elder was teaching a Bible study. And he said, I know that God will never allow one of my children to die.
Wow.
Because he said, if that happened, this is his words now, and this was a strong lordship Calvinist guy.
Oof.
He said, I know that'll never happen because if that happens, I will deny the faith and God will not allow that to happen. That's what the man said.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm like, wow, you know, that's an interesting thing there. You're saying you know that none of your children will die, but which one of us know that?
Wow.
I mean, how many of our listeners have had a child die? I mean, how arrogant is that guy's statement? But it's true, you know, someone like him could do it and deny the faith. So if that's true, then I can't know if I'm going to be in the kingdom
mm-hmm.
or not. So, well, this was a great question, Jim. There's a lot of issues involved, the present tense, verbs, assurance, all these other things. Bottom line is, eternal life is eternal. When you believe in Jesus, that's what you have. And by definition, you can never lose it.
I think another one I'll just quickly say is if you cannot give back your status as your parent's child any more than you could with the Lord.
Right. Even if you say your child anymore, you still are.
It's too bad.
Yeah, too bad. That's your parents.
that's exactly right.
And your father in heaven is your heavenly father.
That's
You're
right.
his child. Mm-hmm. So that can never change. Well, it all comes down to grace. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
Be sure to check out our daily blogs at faithalone.org. They are short and full of great teaching, just like what you've heard today. Find them at faithalone.org/resources/blog. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. On the next episode, eating and drinking the Lord's Supper unworthily. Examine yourselves. What does that mean? We will see you next time, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.